July 30, 1938. How in heaven there are different roles, each blessed will have a God all for himself. How Jesus loved us in all created things. Spontaneity of Jesus in the good. My poor mind is often invested by the ardor of love of the divine will. Its marvels are always surprising, one more beautiful than the other. Then my adorable Jesus, surprising me with his short little visit, with the love that enraptured my little soul, told me, my little daughter of my will, the prodigies, the marvels, the enchanting scenes I make in one who lives in my will are various and so beautiful and enchanting that nobody can imitate them. You must know that in heaven there are innumerable tasks, but those prepared for the souls who will have lived more beautifully and distinctly than others will possess divine enchanting harmonies and scenes, joys always new, that will arise from the depth of my will in which they lived. They will have in their power joys and happiness, always new. They will form them in their power as many as they want, since my fiat has the virtue of creating always new joys. These tasks will be the new enchantment of that celestial residence. Now I want to tell you of another surprise, an even more beautiful one. In heaven each blessed will have me inside of themselves, have me as his own creator, king, father, glorifier. But he will also have me outside of himself, really close to him, as if I would carry him in my arms. We will love together and delight together. I will not be a God for all, but a God for each one. Better still, he will keep me belocated inside and outside of himself. And I will possess him inside and outside of myself. They will possess me inside and outside, as if I was entirely for each and every one of them. With one God for all, happiness would not be full. Someone would be close, someone else far away. Some on the left, some on the right. Therefore, some could enjoy my caresses, some could not. Some would feel more loved and delighted by my close presence, someone else would not. But by being inside and outside of each and every one, we will never lose sight of each other. We will enjoy love closely, not from far away, and the more we will have loved and known each other on earth, the more we will love each other in heaven. Moreover, what I will give to those who lived in my will on earth will be so great that all the blessed will enjoy doubled happiness. It is true that I have my throne, from which seas of joys arise, widening the whole celestial fatherland. But my love is not satisfied if I don't belocate myself and descend in order to be one-on-one, single-to-single with my beloved creature, so that we may love each other more and delight together. Also, how could I live far away from one who lives in my will? If between us there is the inseparability of will and love, if one is the love with which we love each other, and one is the will with which we operate, how could I possibly live even a step away from her? Furthermore, you must know that one who lives in our will cannot be separated from anyone, even from our created things, since as she does her act in it, she calls and embraces everyone in her act, imposing herself on all by doing what she does. Therefore, in one act done in my will I receive all, even my own creation, to love me and glorify me. After this he added, my daughter, I am like a king who has many queens, and they love each other with such love that one cannot live without the other. This king forms many sumptuous palaces, puts music and the most delightful scenes in them, to make his queen happy, and himself together with her. Then I belocate myself for each one so that all can possess me, being delighted by my possession. The king cannot belocate himself to make his queens happy, and he has to content himself with being now with one, now with another. This makes their love unhappy, and they feel tyrannized by a broken love, never completely enjoyed. And if I did not possess the virtue to give myself to each one of them as if I were only for her, my love would make me unhappy, having to leave the creature without me even for one instant. I am, instead, a king who always courts his queens, and they court me. If this were not the case, the fullness of joy would be lacking in the celestial residence. Then I continued my round in the divine fiat, and I paused on what Jesus did while on earth. My sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, it is hard for me to be silent with one who lives in my will. My love always wants to say and reveal where it reaches and in how many ways it loves her. Now, you must know that while I was on earth, there was not one thing that I did without looking for my beloved creature, kissing her, squeezing her to my heart, looking at her with paternal tenderness. So, if I met with the sun, I found my beloved creatures in its light, since, having created it for them, by right I could claim my lordship in its light, and nobody can claim to be lord of a good if he cannot look inside of it. Therefore I found my creatures inside the sun, and I kissed them. I hugged them and I squeezed them to my heart and, keeping them also inside of me, I kissed them outside and inside of me, squeezing them so tightly as to render them part of my own life. If I was in the wind, I ran to kiss her. If I drank some water, even in this I could find her. And oh, with how much love I looked at them and kissed them. Even in the air I breathed I met them all, feeling their breath, and in every breath I buried them in kisses of love. Therefore, in every created thing, in the starry sky, in the sea, in the plants, in the flowers, in everything I met my beloved creatures, to redouble in them my love and make them feast, to hug them again and tell them, your unhappiness is over, because I have come on earth from heaven to make you happy. I am the one who has taken your unhappiness upon myself, you may be certain. A God who loves you will be your fortune, your defense, your powerful help. The most beautiful characteristic of my love is spontaneity. To the extent that in the very suffering they gave me during the passion, I formed those pains in myself, first loving them, covering them with kisses, then I passed them to the minds of the creatures so that they would inflict them upon my humanity. There was no pain given to me by the creatures that was not wanted by me first. The creatures came in secondary order, so my pains were soaked by my love, covered with my ardent kisses, and they possess the creative virtue of making souls rise again to love me. The truth can be seen in spontaneity. A forced love cannot be called true. It loses freshness, beauty and purity. And oh, how inconstant and unhappy in the sacrifices it renders creatures. While it seems that they love, they are unhappy and embittered, since this a love forced either by necessity or by people from whom they cannot be freed. Forced love makes slaves out of the poor creatures. My love, instead, was free. It was wanted by me, neither did I need anybody. I loved, I sacrificed myself to the extent of giving my life, because I wanted it. Therefore, when I see in the soul a spontaneous love, I feel enraptured and I say, my love and yours hold each other's hands, so we can love each other with one love. After this he added, my daughter, one who lives in my will is kept in my divine room. She possesses all our goods. Strength and light are in her power. On the other hand, one who does my will forms the way to arrive to enter it. There are dangers on the way, and she has to be exposed to the cold and the frost. She won't find water ready to drink, good food to feed herself, or a bed in which to rest. One can say she is like a poor wayfarer who never arrives at her home. What a difference there is between one who lives in my will and one who does my will. But it is still necessary to form the way of living resigned, doing my will in all circumstances of life in order to be able to live in my will. Here she will find her divine room, the center of her rest, the exile changed into fatherland